This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour here on the DJV show, I'm Doug Steffen presenting Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer Horan off again this week, having a good time in Hawaii. The weather's great there. Actually, the weather is great this week all around the eastern part of the country. It's going to seem like the West Coast, 70 degrees in Washington, New York, and Boston by midweek. That'll be kind of interesting. Only for a day or two, but still. Wait a minute. Global warming. It's the end of the earth. Now, you know what's going to cause the end of the earth? More pictures of Ashley Graham in Sports Illustrated. I'm looking at her in the current issue of Sports Illustrated, and her quote with this picture is nothing basically on. Show me something like natural A with some stretch marks or cellulite. Now, that's something to be celebrated.
It is, and it's actually, that's a line from a Kendrick Lamar song, which is why she quoted it, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, anyway, in spite of the fact she has overbite, it's not...
Oh my God.
All right, let's get to focus on sales taxes, use taxes, 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 taxes. So, this idea in my mind popped up with the suggestion that's come from the current administration that sales tax ought to apply to things online. Yes or no? You can tweet your thoughts at DJV Show or to On Air Victoria or C. Schillen or at Doug Steffen, all of them are at C. Schillen at On Air Victoria. What do you think? Is it a reasonable thing to expect that online retailers ought to be able to, you know, they now can't really collect sales taxes unless the companies have a presence, a physical office, store, something. So if you buy something online at Best Buy and you go to the store, you pay the taxes on it at the store. You, even if you paid for it online, don't you have to pay, or do you have to pay for it at the store when you pick up the merchandise? How does that usually work, Victoria?
If you go to a physical store and you buy something, you pay the sales tax.
But what happens if you bought it online and you just go pick it up at the store?
Doesn't matter. It's not where you are physically, it's where the store is.
Yeah.
So if the store has a physical presence in New York or New Jersey or California, wherever you go, that's all that matters. And so that's the state you'll pay tax on, the sales tax on.
I started doing my taxes over the weekend, and I look at some of the things each time. Because of what we do here for a living, or what I do the way I think anyway, hopefully my presentation does reflect, I guess it does, otherwise I wouldn't have been on the radio for as long as I have, the thinking of some people. But then I look at how tax dollars, whether it's being used, whether you collect it as sales tax for online purposes or in a box store or whatever is being done, the more important question isn't whether or not the tax ought to be collected, it's what is being done with the taxes. So, as usual, at this time of year, I get myself cranked up about the amount of money that's being spent and what it's being spent for. So would you like a few? This is a way for you to celebrate the holiday, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. Listen to this. A Veterans Affairs Hospital, VA Hospital in West Virginia, is spending $10 million to add 25 spaces to its parking lot. The parking lot belonged to the brother of the man who ran the VA hospital. The project has moved forward. So 25 spaces in a parking lot, $10 million in West Virginia. All right, here's a couple of other things. A couple of federal agencies teaming up with the National Endowment for the Arts to spend $495,000 of your money on a temporary art exhibit that answers the burning question, what did it smell like during medieval times?
I don't think I want to know.
Not good. Yeah, I don't know that I want to know.
Okay, the National Endowment for the Arts also spending $35,000 to fund an exhibit demonstrating changes in Iranian art since the beginning of the wars in the Middle East in the last 30 years.
Well, as an art history major, you're not going to get me to disagree with that one. Any type of art and history and things like that, I think that's important.
Yeah, I don't. The National
You don't think anyone
Foundation.
Should have an appreciation for art?
I don't
art?
Think we should be spending... I didn't say that. You twist my words around.
I don't know. No, that's what I said.
After having an appreciation of art is one thing. To spend $35,000 to fund an exhibit demonstrating changes in Iranian art, let them go spend $35,000. Not coming here.
Oh,
it's for the Iranians.
Well, I think it's probably important for Americans and the world to know about other things, too.
So we disagree.
Well, but where is the limit on that, then? Do we not have any art from any other place?
And by the way,
this
isn't
coming here. It's not coming here. It's in Iran. We've given the Iranians $35,000 to start an exhibit in their country. Not here. If it was going to be done here, yeah, maybe you could make the argument, because I have a great deal of affinity for Iranians, actually. I think that they are among the most educated people in the world, and they have a terrific sense. I know, actually, a couple of my good friends in Los Angeles are folks who came from an art and medical background. One sister is in the arts, the other one is runs a medical company. And they're fabulous, and if you talk about setting up something that maybe was in the Getty or something that honored where Americans could see the Iranian art, yes, we can't see this. We're giving it to them as a grant, as part of the overall grant for the damn, whole business, what was it, 4 years ago when we made the deal for, to keep them from having nuclear weapons? That's all part of that. That's how crazy these people, when they put these deals together, they throw in a few bucks for this, throw bucks for that, couple of bucks over here for something else. That's the point I'm making. If I didn't do a good job there, hopefully that explained it. All right, National Science Foundation committing $315,000 of your money to study how court rulings affect people's feelings. You want to spend money on that, girls?
No.
National Science Foundation. National Science Foundation spent $2 million to study how climate change is affecting pandas in China.
That is important, because pandas are in danger.
Why are we spending the money? Let the Chinese spend the money.
Oh.
Why are we giving money to the Chinese? That makes sense? What are we?
It's not giving money to the Chinese. It's studying things that just the pandas happen to be in China. But
so why don't the Chinese study how climate change affects pandas in China? What
because the Chinese are creating most of the climate change problems.
So why do we have to spend money on it? I don't get it. Let's see here. U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, gave $5 million to Macedonia to cover the Macedonian chapter of the Open Science Foundation. Hmm.
Where? What is your source material for this?
I have lots of source material.
Yeah, I know. There's a few in here that I'd like to source check, because before I have an aneurysm, I want to find out what
Here's
the
Metro
details are.
Denver residents saying they are more likely to owe money when filing their federal returns, according to a new study. Personal finance website Magnify Money, looking at tax returns for residents of the 100 largest U.S. cities, to see where taxpayers owe the most and where they had the largest refunds. Now we're beginning to think as we pay our taxes, okay, where is my refund? I was talking about that with my daughter and son-in-law, how much money they kick in. They have the maximum taken out because Megan always gets nervous. So every year they get $14,000, $15,000 back again.
That's amazing.
Well, they take the maximum deduction. And it's comfort. But anyway, so let's see, the 17%, 100 metros in this study, average amount owed by people after the taxes are taken out is $5,294. San Francisco taxpayers owed money. The average due was $7,226. Last year, Denver next, 22% of returns filed had an obligation of $5,607. So have you started doing your taxes, ladies, yet?
No, not yet.
Hmm.
I did mine this weekend.
Did you?
So I'm all done.
How'd you come out?
Yeah, I did okay. I got a couple $100 back, so
really?
I'd be very excited about that.
What do you think about these companies that offer your refund back when you file your taxes, like the big H&R Ergonoff does it, and I think Jackson Hewitt does it, and a few of the other tax. They say, okay, when you fill it, come to our office, fill out your tax return, pay the thing, and then if you have anything under $4,000, we'll give you a check for it right then, and we'll take the money when it comes back from the IRS at an interest rate of 18%.
Huh. You mean like an advance on what your refund will be?
You get your money back the day you file your tax return from them.
Mm-hmm.
They take the money when the IRS sends
it. So it's a short-term loan.
And they've charged 18% interest, yes.
And in the case of, like, let's use Megan and Matthew, if they're going to get $15,000 back, and let's say they needed something, they needed to purchase something immediately within the next, you know, month.
Like a house.
Then, right.
Yeah.
So I could see that would justify it, but you're still losing almost 20% of it, so I don't know.
It works for some people. All right, food for thought. A lot of things going on today. How about a hello to Bill Hector, who's in Sebastian, Florida, listening and connecting with us here on the DJB show at 19 past the hour.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Oh, you're Paul. I'm the new sprintern.
Sprint plus.
Intern. Yeah, clever, right?
I was just...
Getting an amazing iPhone 8?
Yeah, because...
Now you can lease one iPhone 8, get the other one on Sprint.
And you get the best price for unlimited. Nice meeting you.
Yeah, now you're going to give your second phone to your new friend. Wow, Paul. Oh my God, this is amazing.
Get the best price for unlimited. And now get one iPhone 8 and get a second one on us. Or get iPhone 10 for only $30 a month. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month leases for well-qualified customers. Early termination results from remaining amounts due. Includes tax credits applied within 2 bills. iPhone 8, 64GB, $29.17 a month. Second iPhone 8 after $29.17 a month credit. iPhone 10, 64GB, $30 a month after $11.67 a month credit. Unlimited after $131.19. Pay $38 per month. The line with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and enrollment. Compared to unlimited HD plans for 5 lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Please, I know you're in there. People are asking where you've been. They say I've courage, and I'm trying to. I'm right out here for you. Just let me in.
This is a sweet face. Someone who appears to be very sweet, kind of like Dakota Johnson in 50 Ways to Lose Your Lover or whatever the name of the movie is.
50 Actress. Ways to Spank Your Lover, more like.
You have to tell me sometime what it is that women find exciting about going into a dungeon. I don't get
that. Not
me. Yeah, I'm not sure we're the right ones to answer that question.
All right, anyway, meanwhile, Kristen Bell in the news department here, 24 after the hour, deciding to share some relationship advice instead of writing something congratulatory to friends who are getting married. Quote, I wrote congratulations and then thought, Kristen, aren't you old and married? Don't you have any wisdom to share? When I was done, I realized I'd written the A to Z of what keeps my marriage with Dax healthy. What's her? Who's Dax?
Dax Shepard.
He's a comedian. He's been in a bunch of different shows.
Yeah.
He's pretty
funny.
If
you saw him, you'd recognize him. He's in a lot of movies. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see the Chips movie that came out last year?
Yes.
Yeah, he was one of the main police officers on the motorcycle. Ah. I think he was married to Kristen Bell in that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Her advice reads, vulnerability always begets connection and intimacy. Stay vulnerable with each other. What does that mean, vulnerable? Does that mean you have
show
weaknesses?
Your
yeah, right. In 10 years, when the dopamine has waned, remember, life is a crazy ride. It's a privilege to go through it with a good partner. Take necessary separateness. It'll make your marriage better. Loving someone despite their faults, for their failings or character defects is the most powerful loving thing you can do. How can you love someone, really, without acknowledging his or her faults and flaws? We are all imperfect beings. We make mistakes. We do stupid stuff. We apologize. We try to make up for it. We do the best loving that we can. And that's coming
some
from me,
do.
Not from her.
But, yeah, some people do, but other people don't.
Mm-hmm.
They just won't accept their partner's faults, or they just look the other way.
Well, maybe they have things in their background that makes it a little bit more, it makes it more difficult to do it, and I understand that. I think everybody's coming from a different place sometimes, but if you're really going to have a good relationship, a loving relationship, a lasting relationship, you got to look at the flaws, and you got to figure out how to deal with them, because for the most part, if you've found the right person to begin with, and that usually you can tell pretty soon after you've gotten into something, whether it really works or not, whether it's really something that there's a good chemistry to, a good juice to. All right, listen to me getting all excited and philosophical. Let's get to some musical news. 26 past the hour, Joan Jett. And Styx are planning a rather expansive North American tour. So they're going to co-headline a tour this summer with Tesla. Are they got a new car? That's the support act. Starts on the 30th of May at the Five Point Amphitheater in Irvine. That's in California. Includes stops in Denver, Dallas, Atlanta, Boston, Toronto, Detroit, Chicago, and Pittsburgh. Tour wraps up July 15th at the PNC Center in Homedale, New Jersey. Where is that?
That's on the shore. That's actually my local concert venue growing up. Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I saw my very first concert, the Beach Boys.
Really? Tickets on sale now at the Live Nation.
This is a bit of a weird tour.
Why are they doing this? That's going on sale until the 23rd of February. What's the difference where they're stopping?
I don't know. But this is a weird lineup.
Combo, you mean?
Yeah. Right? Joan Jett and Tesla. Okay, I see that. But Styx? I don't know. I don't see that as a...
I've never liked Joan Jett. Never done any... I think
I'm not really a huge fan.
No. I think she's... I don't know. Just kind of dirty.
Oh, wow.
All right, well, there it is. I said it again. And the foot comes out of my mouth at 28 past the hour. DJV time. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. DJV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Four after the hour now is the DJV Experience with Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Imagine what your day would be like if it weren't for us being here. What a horrible thought. Almost unthinkable thoughts.
Horrible.
Horrible. All right, let's get to some of the things that are may or may not be horrible. Depends on your point of view. People in the news. Nicholas Cruz, the 19-year-old accused of gunning down those people at the Florida high school this past week, drew the attention of Child Protective Services by cutting his arms on Snapchat quite a while ago. I think it was it 2016, I think?
Yeah.
You look at the abuse hotline for the Florida Department of Children and Families. They got a tip that Cruz was on Snapchat cutting his wrists. Mr. Cruz has fresh cuts on both of his arms, according to the overview of this. Mr. Cruz stated that he planned to go out, buy a gun. This is 2016. He had a Nazi symbol drawn on his book bag at school. And that didn't get people to figure out. His mother, his adoptive parents, didn't seem to know that they had a monster living under their roof. So they said, are they clueless? Are they deaf, dumb, stupid, blind?
What? I'm a little confused about his family structure. Was he adopted?
Mother died.
He was living with his mom until a few years ago or a few months ago.
His biological mother.
Yeah, his biological mother.
Okay.
She passed away, and so she was the one that he was with when all of those calls were made to the police. Then they came to the house. So she did know he was a problem.
Yeah, so she knew
he was a problem. I don't know how she died. It was some illness. And then he was staying with some other family in the local area. I don't know how they decided to adopt him or if they had officially done so, but I just know... There, they also had another son who was going to this. He was a student at the school that he shot up.
One of the things I saw in the news over the weekend, I guess it must have been the new people who were taking care of him. He had a gun in the house, and they said it's either the gun goes or you go, and he chose the gun and he left. And I don't know where he went after that. But that's the thing. I guess he legally owned the gun, so you can't really do anything about it, which is a shame. But that's the thing we were talking about on Friday, that law that is in Connecticut and California, New York, where it's and other states have it on the they're talking about in having that too, and it's called like Expo or something like that, and it's you can go to a judge and ask for a temporary restraining order against the firearms. So a judge can actually, if you're concerned about someone and you say, this person has made threats online, he has threatened to be a school shooter, he's threatened himself, he's harmed himself, you can go to a judge and say, I would like his guns to be legally taken away from him temporarily until they do an assessment. That seems to be a very common sense law.
Yep.
But once again, Florida doesn't have that law. They didn't want it. There are other states that don't want these laws because people are so afraid. They cling to the, you can't take my guns away. Well, you know what? Some people don't deserve to have guns. And we all can agree this kid should not have had a gun ever.
And so you're going to hear a lot more this week, especially I think in the next few weeks, about the march on Washington that the youngsters at this school are putting together. You'll see, I'll bet you, they'll shut the city down. They'll have so many kids there from all over the place. Yeah, I do too, actually. I would like to see. I want more protesting. I think protesting works, frankly. All right, so that's that situation. Other people in the news. The Pope met a large delegation of Olympic leaders. Remember in the last Olympics? And he warned them at the time about the over-commercialization of the games and the athletes themselves. Pope arguing that athletes are reduced to just trading objects if the games are seen only in economic terms. Pope arguing that such commercialization threatens the harmony of the games. Do we see that? How much of that do we see in the current circumstances with the attentions being paid? I told you last week, I think, when NBC started, they have sold $1.5 billion worth of advertising for the Olympics. How much longer does it last? I thought it would be over pretty soon.
Is it, this week it ends,
is it
right?
Another week of it? Yeah.
Okay, is it this week or maybe next? Maybe next week it ends.
I think the Pope is right in many ways. Speaking of the Olympics, Sally Field, another person in the news, trying to play matchmaker for her son. She has an adoptive gay son, 30 years old. His name is Sam. And apparently they shared a screenshot, well, they being the mother and the son. She's trying to get, Ripon say something about trying to please Sally Field last week?
That was Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, it was? Okay.
He and Reese had been tweeting at each other.
Yep. So now Sally Field's trying to get Adam Ripon hooked up with her son Sam.
I love it.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? Huh? Let's see, who else have we got here? Jacob Zuma. For those of you who saw the movie Black Panther over the weekend, it looks like almost every living being in the country saw it from the looks of the kind of dough they took in. Good God. I saw it. I actually thought it was a fairly good movie.
$218 million, was it?
Yeah, way above the expectation.
Yeah.
The Chucker told us $140 million they thought they were going to take in.
Yeah.
I couldn't find a theater for 3 days, and I had to get out of town to go see it.
It had one of the biggest pre-sale rates of any movie, though, or I think it had more pre-sale than any other Marvel movie, which is, they started selling tickets months ago, and they, sold out immediately for the first weekend.
Yeah, it'd be interesting what they do as a sequel. Michael B. Jordan was the baddie, and he played it well. There are some very appealing roles played by a lot of actresses and actors that you haven't seen or heard from for a long time, or there are faces, but you didn't know who they were. And this gives them a platform. The guy, Sterling, what's the guy's name from How I Met My Family?
How I Met My Family. It's called This Is Us.
This and, is
Us. Sterling K. Brown.
Yeah, he's in it. And he gets,
oh, he is? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
Lupita Nyong'o is in it.
Yeah, she's in every movie. They need a good black actress there. Oh, she's right there. Jacob Zuma is no longer the president of South Africa, succumbing to a number of corruption scandals that have drained support for him and the ruling African National Congress Party. What was the name of the country? Wakumba? I think it's Wakumba, which is the...
Wakanda?
Wakanda, that too. Yeah.
Wakanda. That's pretty close.
Is the country that supposedly these people all came from, and they were advanced. I don't want to give it away. If I tell you too many, you know, Karen's going to get upset with me because I'm doing the spoiler thing. So, anyway, so this is just to bring you around to the focus on Zumba, who is 75 years old. There have been a lot of attempts to get rid of him. He's a bad guy. He's like so many. Even this is, you know, you think about South Africa, it's pretty progressive now, but they're. The country's become very scandalized and almost to the point of ruination after things changed. Remember, I saw this firsthand. I was there the day Nelson Mandela. I felt this is one of the things that I'm proudest of in my history of traveling around the world to broadcast, being with Nelson Mandela, sitting next to him, having a conversation sort of with him as much as I could on the day that he was... I was going to say inaugurated. He was almost coronated to be the leader of South Africa. And the country has been back and forth, push and pull, because a lot of the whites don't want to give up control. And so there's still this whole business. But the blacks have ruined it because the corrupt blacks, and I could see that even when I was around, you could see the people who were hanging around when I was there for Mandela's inauguration, you could see the people hanging around. A lot of them were not good. And he reminded me a lot of Jimmy Carter. He was he'd been through a lot. He had a lot to say. He's thoughtful, but he was a pacifist. And I don't know, there was just, he was naive about a lot of stuff. But this guy, Zuma, there was a baddie. Also, people in the news, let's see, Governor Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania, the governor has rejected the revamped congressional map, proposed map for districts. This is called gerrymandering. And it happens in between elections all the time, where parties trying to solidify their base in certain areas. He told the Pennsylvania Supreme Court he will not accept the new map, which was submitted by the legislative leaders last week. State court decided that the state's existing congressional map unfairly benefits Republicans, clearly, plainly, and palpably violates Pennsylvania's Constitution. Court ruling gave lawmakers until last week to draw up new maps. They brought them in, and the governor still didn't like them. The map submitted to my office by Republican leaders is gerrymandering. Their map clearly seeks to benefit them, which is, in essence, the reason that it went to the court. Anyway.
Yeah, it's probably going to end up in the state Supreme Court.
Yeah, as well it should. That's the stuff. Some of the stuff gets pretty outrageous. And it's so obvious what's going on. All right, another person in the news, Sean Swarner, S-W-A-R-N-E-R, diagnosed with advanced Hodgkin's lymphoma, given 4 months to live when he was 13. Last week, he celebrated his 29th birthday. Wow. I love these guys. And the story, this is such a wonderful story. He had cancer not once, but twice. And the guy last week climbed Mount Everest.
Wow, good for him.
How about that? 13 years old, he was told by the doctor, you'll be dead in 4 months, kid. And he says, nope. And he went about the business when he had the tumors and stuff in his lung. That was the second time. He had lymphoma, had 4 months to live. Second time, they told me he had 2 weeks to live.
Oh,
and that was
God.
When he was 15.
2 weeks?
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
And so anyway, I like these stories because there's no pity here at all. He became an outdoor fitness explorer, became an athlete, watched what he ate very carefully. He's competed in 9 Ironman races since he was 19. Over the last 10 years... 9 of them. So apparently he's going now. He said after he went to Mount Everest, he next wants to go to the North Pole.
And he'll do it.
Yep.
Anybody with this much determination,
he'll
do it.
Yep. He wakes up every morning and says, no matter what happens to me today, today will be the best day of my life. God love the guy. That's a story that's worth repeating and repeating and repeating.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan and, this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7, so if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things, and if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See see why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After the hour, Money Pit time, advice for homeowners. I'm getting ready to, I'm thinking about building another house, Tommy, and I'm looking for, I have all kinds of questions. This will be a three-year
So basically what you're saying is there's no chance anyone listening to the show will have a chance to answer any other questions.
No, that's not true.
We're good. You're
there are a number of things, including getting questions answered by connecting with the newsletter every week. You can sign up at MoneyPit.com, where you also, if you're signing up, can take advantage of the sweepstakes, the Money Pit's Good Night Sleep sweepstakes. They give away $4,000 in prizes, including pillows and sheets, mattress, and this is all from mattress maker Tuft and Needle. You enter once a day if you want to, no limit on how many times you enter. Go to MoneyPit.com and share the information and the experience on social media as well. You'll earn bonus entries and increase your chances of winning, 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 winning. So if you want to win, MoneyPit.com for the sweepstakes, please and thank you. Questions from the audience after this.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
All right, let's get to 56 past the hour now. Let's get to Tom Kreitler on the DJV Experience with questions from listeners. Janice is interested in getting a whole house surge protector. I didn't know there were any such thing. Where you put it, right on the main panel? Is that what happens?
Yeah, it actually goes between the main service entry cable and your panel. Now, it's a good thing to have. It will stop if there's a surge that comes down the line, like, let's say, a lightning strike, and a transformer, it will stop that. But I think, Janice, you ought to really look at something in addition to that. You ought to think about whole house protection. In addition to the surge protector, think about getting a generator as well if you really want to be protected against blackouts, because the surge protector will stop damage to your electrical components in your house, but of course it's not going to stop the power failure. You need an actual generator for that. But I have seen, actually just in this past year, I had a friend who got hit with a lightning strike, although it wasn't like an obvious or dramatic lightning strike. We just assume it was a lightning strike because there were about a half a dozen things inside her home that stopped working after the storm. There were a couple of garage door openers. There was a couple of telephones. There was a computer modem. You know, all of these things just broke after this storm. So there must have been a surge or a strike that caused that. And that's what a whole house surge protector is designed to protect against.
Are they expensive?
No, not terribly, but of course it is something you have to have professionally installed. And I think some utility companies will actually offer them, and I think that comes around. It's not a bad way to go, because remember, the power has to be turned off to the house for this to be installed from the street. So there's a number of steps involved. If you have your own electrician do it, they'll have to coordinate that with the utility company. But it's a rather simple installation once you get the power off.
Got it. Let's see, Tyler wants to know a do-it-yourself solution for getting rid of ants. Yes, you step on them, Tyler.
You could do that. I think borax is a pretty good insecticide for ants. You can leave it around where they seem to be coming in, you know, like around the windowsill, perhaps around the edges of the floor. It's a pretty non-toxic solution for ants. And I will say, though, if that doesn't work, I am an advocate of just using a ProDug, because I think a lot of times folks have to use a lot of over-the-counter products, and they kind of pile up to the point where I think the level of toxicity risk is higher than if you use a Pro. Put down just the right amount of product at just the right place to get rid of just the right insect.
I had in the old farmhouse, I had a problem that was really bad. And we got a guy to come in, and he came four or five times before we got rid of it, but it finally was taken care of. Tom Kreitler, MoneyPit.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.